Modern lifestyles are quite fast-paced and different compared to what they used to be a decade ago or even earlier. Children face many challenges in their daily life activities. Sometimes the environment at home and outside is so different that they feel the pressure and stress within which they are unable to understand and work upon. Effect of the same can be reflected in their behavior in the form of irritation, agitation, anger, and isolation. To top this, parents, instead of understanding the pressure these children are undergoing, put their own expectations, though unconsciously, upon them. Thus, during these growing years, when the young minds are forming impressions and opinions about various things, it is necessary that we need to understand them and then guide them accordingly. Counseling helps to work upon their emotions. It deals with their confusion, and most important, it helps children unburden themselves by dealing with issues which are of concern to them, though they might be quite trivial to others. It is very important for parents to work and prevent these stressors and to form a long and lasting relationship with their children. The focus of counseling is mainly on the following. 1. Self-expression. Counseling helps children and adolescents to unburden themselves completely by talking about their desires, needs, anxieties, expectations, opinions, feelings, etc. It provides them with an environment where children and adolescents understand themselves and explore their world. In this environment of love, support, and care, children and adolescents feel free to express themselves without any hesitation. 2. Identifying the roots of behavior. The focus of these counseling sessions is to identify the roots of the problem. Many times it has been seen that the root lies in unrealistic expectations and confusion, which often results in agitation, frustration, and dissatisfaction on the part of the child. These children are not always equipped to understand or deal with their own problems, which are often manifested in the form of anxiety, distraction, irritation, or depression. Parents sometimes complicate the issue rather than dealing with the situation. Recognizing the child's underlying needs is a main task of counseling, and thus counseling helps in dealing with behavioral issues. Parents are counseled to be positive and to build a positive connection with the child. They are guided to focus and highlight the child's strengths and to help him develop the same. Counseling also helps parents understand the role played by them in shaping and grooming the child. 3. Modifying the child's behavior. Counseling guides children to understand themselves better and to have more realistic and self-fulfilling goals. Enhancing self-esteem and self-confidence is the core aim of the therapy. Children are guided towards developing various skills to help them adjust better and to be a productive member of society. Chapter 1. What is counseling? Counseling offers a caring and understanding relationship in which you can explore any area of personal concern, your feelings, thoughts, and attitudes, in an atmosphere of safety, respect, and acceptance. Counseling provides an opportunity for you to work towards expanding the development of your own capacities and resources to live in a more meaningful and satisfying way. Who is counseling for? People of all ages, from all walks of life, engage in counseling and bring a wide range of personal worries and concerns. Issues brought to counseling can include stress, anxiety, fears, depression, life crises, unhappiness with past influences, low self-esteem, identity, addictions, relationship